It's another episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Man, I saw Captain Underpants, the first epic movie last year when it came out, and I thought it was so sharp, so funny, so many great things to say about the education system. And now we have a Captain Underpants TV series, DreamWorks The Epic Tales of Captain Underpants, premiering this Friday, July 13th, on Netflix. Joining me right now is executive producer Peter Hastings. Peter, how you doing?
All right, I'm good. I'm excited for the show to come out.
Good. I'm glad. When you found out initially that you were going to be a part of this series, Captain Underpants is like one of the happiest characters ever. Did you just jump for joy?
I did. I've known about Captain Underpants for a long time. It's always been a special property. It's because it's fun and clever and creative and charming. And you know, I was introduced to it as a parent, and I'm very happy to carry on with all the creative zaniness of Dave Pilkey.
Yeah, and what's it been like working with Dave, the author of the Captain Underpants books? What's it been like working with him on this show?
Dave has been amazing. He's just really gracious and appreciative, and you know, he really embodies the spirit of those books. And so I just knew, it's like, if I could make something that Dave liked, I know I'm in the right spot, so, which is what's happened so far.
For the kids who have read the books for a number of years, for everybody who saw the movie last year, what was kind of your ultimate goal going into this show? Did you want it to be very similar in tone to the books and the movie, or a little bit different?
Well, definitely similar in tone and spirit. And I think kind of underneath, you know, some of the more obvious things in Captain Underpants, there's just this tremendous creative drive that's happening. You know, the characters themselves are creative. George and Harold made comic books. But the kind of storytelling that Dave did was really inventive and creative. He used different ways, you know, in the form of a book to be entertaining, to be just creative in his whole approach. And that was the thing that really attracted me to it, and that I really wanted to run with, because it was really an invitation with Captain Underpants to kind of go a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And you know, so that's what we've basically been trying to do.
And there's a lot of different animation styles on the show besides the hand-drawn. What we see for the majority of the episodes, inserted in them are some different styles. I'm going to name off a couple to you. Tell me about how you created these sequences, brought them to life. There are moments involving puppets. How did you pull that off?
It was as complicated as saying, like, let's do something with puppets. But it was, in the books, there's a very popular section called Fliporama, where you actually flip two pages of the book back and forth and to create some very simple kind of animation. And to me, it was sort of like, what is everything that we can do in, you know, quote-unquote filmed entertainment to do that same kind of thing? And puppets was one that came up, stop motion, you know, paper cutout things. We've done many different kinds of styles of animation within the show, and all of it comes out of this idea of, like, handmade, you know, creative expression that is part of the story.
And I love the laser lights, too. The laser light sequences are fun.
Yes. Again, in the book, there's a thing called Fliporama, so you're turning a page back and forth. So we can't turn a page back and forth really, you know, on a TV in a way that a person is interacting with it. But we can do all kinds of other stuff. So instead of just a Fliporama, we've come up with different oramas, as we call them, for every single episode. And so there's a different one in every show. And some of them are just 2D animated, some of them are with puppets, some are stop motion, they're just all kinds of different styles. All of that, again, expanding on the, you know, what I sort of discovered when I go through the books.
And when you Look at the characters of George and Harold, these lovable little boys, mischievous too. When it comes to their grade school experiences and yours, any similarities there? Any stories from your elementary school days that got into these episodes?
Oh, I definitely spent some time out in the hallway, which, as Dave Cookie will tell you, is where he was drawing, you know, as a kid, was drawing things like Captain Underpants. And, you know, honestly, the animation world is completely full of people who are making a living off of what they got in trouble for and when they were kids. And it's just a very, very common kind of thing. So, you know, and Dave is really a champion of those kids who are not the perfect standardized testing kind of people who are maybe a little more fringy or maybe find their strengths in other venues besides straight-up schoolwork, which was certainly my thing, too. All of my endeavors, you know, in school were creative, and that was kind of what I sort of got in trouble for most of the time, so I can relate to that.
We're with Peter Hastings, the executive producer of the epic tales of Captain Underpants. You came up with a theme song for the show, and it's been on social media the past couple weeks. How long did it take you to craft this theme song?
Well, when I get the opportunity to do a theme song, basically what I do is I do it out loud in the car while I'm driving around.
Wow.
And I don't think it really took too long to do it. Again, it's when you have the point of view, when you know what the point of view is, and you know what kind of information you need to deliver, it doesn't take too long. Also, my background is all in music. I went to school for music, and I was working as a musician for many, many years, so I'm very comfortable with it, you know, working with the music.
Does anybody ever see you? Like, you know, people always see in those scenes in movies where somebody's at a red light and they're jamming out to a song or singing to something and other people in the car notice that, but it's kind of embarrassing. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
But you're good with it.
It's not so odd now that we all have Bluetooth in our cars, but I'm not necessarily playing drums on the steering wheel, though.
And on this show, you've got Sean Astin as the narrator. Right away, first episode I watched, I was like, I think that sounds like Sean Astin. It is. Tell me about working with him.
I love working with Sean. I've worked with him on other shows. And when I decided that I wanted the show to have a narrator, I knew that I needed it to be somebody who is likable, friendly, like George and Harold grown up. You know, I just immediately thought of Sean because he's had that spirit. Not only has he had that spirit, but he's played it, you know, multiple times, you know, in movies. He's totally into it and just really fun. We always have a good time.
And Nat Faxon, the voice of Principal Krupp and Captain Underpants, did you give him any guidance on how to voice these characters, or did you basically just say, just go at it with them?
What I tend to do with the actors is that I let them go with what they are thinking or feeling, and then I make adjustments afterwards if necessary. And I really didn't have to make any adjustments with Nat. So he came in. He has such a great voice, as they say in the voice world. His voice prints really well, leaps out of the speaker. And he's a very funny comedic actor, and it's just like a joy when you write something and then the actor takes it and makes it twice as good through their performance. He does that all the time.
I feel like Captain Underpants is going to live on with this series and with so many more incarnations. Do you feel like this character is going to be around 20, 30 years from now, up to more crazy stuff?
Well, it's definitely going to be around. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm constantly talking to people who are 35 years old and 25 years old and, you know, and parents, and you just mention Captain Underpants, and if they're familiar with it, their face just lights up. And because they got it, you know, they got the joke, they got the spirit, they got the fun, and they know they know kind of how great it is. So there's no question for me that Captain Underpants is going to live on, and you know, we hope to make as much as we can, and he's not going anywhere.
That's good to hear. Yeah, I went into the movie last year thinking, oh, this might be nice and fun, and the dialogue is what got me, the sharp dialogue. I related to everything with the elementary school experience, and you get all that even more in-depth with this series. DreamWorks, The Epic Tales of Captain Underpants. Peter, this was a blast. Thanks for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Watch the Captain Underpants show premiering this Friday, July 13th on Netflix. I'm Lights Camera Jackson. Thanks for listening to this episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast.